Hi, Paul Sack. It's Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Tian Liu, founder and CEO of Brethren Enterprises. Hi, Tian. How are you?
Very well. How are you, Paul?
Good. Thank you very much. And we have Michael McCollum. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
All right, Paul. Thanks.
Good. Well, Mike actually reached out to us with the Brethren Shoes company and thought that Good News was to be a good home for a message about their wonderful outreach that they're doing with their shoe line. They have a men's shoe line, affordable prices of $66 per shoe, and they have an e-commerce platform, and in their souls and in their hearts and in their actions, they're going out and giving providing shoes for homeless people in New York. And Tien, and so thank you for doing that. That's very important. Congratulations, actually, both of you for doing that.
Thank you.
So I was into it first. I grew up in the shoe business, so I have a little sensitivity to the foot, which is the most overworked part of our body. So Tien, tell us about what's going on here.
You mean how it came about, or what's the
Yeah,
question?
how'd you start this business? When'd you start it, and how's it going, and how can people get involved?
Got it. So actually, I founded this company in November of 2017, and that was just on paper. And then we launched the platform in September of 2018. So it's only been launched for, for about 4 months. How it actually came about was really through, I don't know, there's no other way to put it. So it's really through, I would say, a divine inspiration or divine vision. It was so powerful that it literally brought me to my knees, and then tears just streamed down my cheeks. And I was basically shown to do this. And this is not my background at all, because prior I had a video game design studio, actually a production studio. So I ran that for 16 years. Never did I think I was going to launch an e-commerce platform selling shoes. That was just not something that I ever considered or thought about. But when the vision was shown to me, I just surrendered and said yes, even though I didn't know how it was going to happen, or I just trusted. You just trust the universe and say, okay, if I'm supposed to do this, then I trust the right people and resources, and opportunities will show up, and they did. So that's really, how it came about. And obviously there were other pieces that aligned, right? One being, living in LA, and we have one of the biggest homeless populations in the country, unfortunately. And you see homeless people everywhere, especially when when you're exiting freeways and, the off ramps, there's always someone holding a sign, asking for help. And it just pains me to see that, and after years of it, you become desensitized, and it just becomes, it's a norm. But then you realize that there's something wrong with this picture, right? Like when you are sitting comfortably in a car driving to lunch or dinner, there's someone out there, a brother or sister who has nothing, right? They don't know where their next meal is coming from. They don't have a roof, over their heads. And to me, that just doesn't make sense, right? Like to me, humanity is all one. Well, actually, not just human humanity, but all life, right? Like to me, we're all connected. To me, we're all just, different expressions of this same force, same life force. So it just doesn't make sense when someone else is suffering and you're enjoying this life. And the truth is, I don't believe anybody can possibly be, you can't possibly be 100% happy when someone else is out there suffering. So anyway, so that's kind of, how this came about. And then I just went out and started expressing my vision I had, and started sharing with some of my close friends, my brothers and sisters, and people just jumped in and started supporting my vision. So we launched it in September, and it's been a really beautiful and challenging journey, because again, when you start anything new, there's just, a lot of things to learn. I certainly learned many lessons, but I feel really fortunate that, we've been really supported so far. The first month when we launched, most of my customers were my, friends or contacts, right? People just, got on our platform and started buying and started supporting. But then, by I would say mid-November, things turned around and suddenly, word started spreading. And then strangers, started coming to our site and start buying, and and now we're just slowly growing. The next step really is to so I'm actually about to raise a round of financing, to help us with marketing and advertising, because we have not, done any real marketing yet. So far, it's all just word of mouth. But also, we have a very ambitious goal because. Even since I started the business, I've been doing a lot of research. And one thing I learned is that 2/3 of the homeless population in the U.S. They're suffering from painful foot conditions. From like infections to limitation walking and all sorts of issues, right? And obviously, if you have foot problems, then you're going to have knee problems and lower back problems. And if you have, all these physical, issues, how can you live a full life? How can you go out there and even, say just to, to work? You can't, right? And when I, when I learned about these things, it really got me just angry and worked up, and I just thought that's unacceptable. So that became our mission, which is to gift healthy feet, to those in need. When I initially founded the company, the goal there was really to, to help support our homeless brothers and sisters or people who are transitioning out of homelessness, right? To restore their sense of dignity, to help them feel good, to boost their confidence, right? Because, when you have a pair of new shoes, and new clothes, and you feel good about yourself, right? But when I learned about health issues, to me, that just became, right away, became the focus. So that's the first thing we gotta solve. So my goal really is ultimately, right now I'm looking at, 3 to 4 years, is to be able to donate 3 pairs of shoes to every homeless person in our country. Because right now we have between 700 and 800,000 homeless people. That's, according to official data. And because, homeless people are on their feet all day long, right? That's their only means of transportation. So that being the case, I feel that they're going to need at least 3 pairs of new shoes a year, because they're probably going to, wear out their each pair, within 3 to 4 months. So that being the case, I'm like, okay, then let's set a goal, which is, I want to be able to donate, 2.5 million pairs of shoes a year, annually. So now what we're doing is, now let's work backwards, see how can we, achieve that goal. How can we, get there and really help everybody? So far, we've signed up with, I want to say 6 or 7 charity partners. And every month I've been delivering shoes, making drop-offs. I've already made 7 donation deliveries. on average, we would do 2 a month. In January this month, we did 1. But also this month, we started a new program, because I was just thinking, aside from shoes, what else can we do for people, right? And one thing I do, and I've been involved in, is like these mastermind groups and support groups, and I love doing those things for people. So I just thought, what if we can do a support group for those transitioning out of homelessness. So this month we launched this program called Brethren Support Circle. So we actually went to one of our charity partners, went to this shelter, and I went with a dear friend of mine. His name is George Kansas. He's an inspirational speaker, a life coach. It was just an amazing program for that particular shelter. About over a dozen their clients showed up. Initially, we thought it was just going to be for men, because our idea initially was really about, exploring this concept of masculinity, right? And also, help those rediscover their superpowers, because I believe every human being has superpowers. But what was interesting, when we sat and there were, some of their female clients really wanted to be part of it. So we said, you know what, let's just open this up to everybody. So we did. And that was really tremendous. It was really amazing, eye-opening. And I think we all learned a lot from each other. It was very inspirational. There's actually, if you go to our website on brethrenshoes.com, we have a section, on top. It's called Our Journey. That's basically our blogs. I documented that experience. And actually, I've been documenting, a lot of our, things that happened to us, the emails we've been getting from our amazing customers, and also just our sharing some of our philosophies, so everything is there. What else? Oh, also what's interesting is, even though we're a platform for men's shoes, but almost a third of our customers are women, and that was a big surprise to me. And what's interesting too with the women who came to our site and bought shoes, they basically fit in three categories. So the first category, which is about 25% of the women, they come to our site and they buy shoes for themselves, and it's really through them that I realized that some of our shoes are gender neutral. So for the women who actually came to our site and loved our shoes, especially some of our boots. And then another roughly 25% of women, they come and they buy shoes for the men in their lives, so their husbands, sons, fathers, boyfriends. But what the most interesting is the remaining 50% of women who, they come to the site and they buy shoes simply for someone in need. So what's interesting is actually if you come to Brethren Shoes, right, you can buy shoes for yourself, or you can buy what we call donation shoes or gifting shoes. So our regular shoes, the shoes that you buy for yourself, it's just for one price right now, for $66. It does not matter the brand, or it does not matter the style, right? But if you're buying a pair of shoes for someone in need, it's only $33. So actually the 50% of women, they come to our site, they don't buy anything for themselves or someone they know. They just buy a pair or two or three or four pairs, for a stranger, which that I find really inspiring and just motivating, right? So that's been our journey so far. It's been really beautiful, and just obviously more to come. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Congratulations, big time to both of you. It's a great concept. Let me ask. I'll ask a shoeman's question. So tell me about the concept of what you're doing, and that it's really happening is beautiful. It's our good news broadcast. That's our show. You are our show. People helping others. All we are is what we are for each other is our mission. I have 5,000 shows right now, all built around that same kind of wonderful kind of a person such as you and your team. That's the way to go. Let me ask
you
a shoe question for the fun of it. So where you got beautiful, it's great looking shoes. I can see that in the pictures. So who's designing shoes? How are you going about the actual shoe sizes? because people, whatever, they're going to want it to fit nicely and all those kinds of things. So tell us a little bit about the shoes.
Ah, okay. So actually, so those are not our shoes. So I need to clarify right now that Brethren Shoes is a platform. So think of us as Zappos, right? We currently carry other shoe brands, right? We're not Toms. Right, Toms is a brand that they make their own shoes, they sell them. Right now, we don't have our own branded shoes, but that is likely to change this year. This year, we're looking to develop our own branded shoes with very unique features. So right now, if you go to our site, you see we carry three brands. One is called Fiero Aldo, one is called Polar Fox, and the last one is called Hey Dude. They're all local. These are the manufacturers or the brands are actually all based in LA, but the shoes are all made in China.
Okay, and so and people get that chance to buy them, try them, keep them, send them back if they don't fit.
Right, so we do have a 30-day return policy. So you can, you buy them online, from our site. If they don't fit, you can send them back. We'll either, you can get an exchange for a different size, or you can do a return. Yeah, that's standard.
Okay, all right, it's all good. Well, I love the way that you're approaching this. It's really, it's today. It's the way that the internet. Can give many an opportunity to do good in this world. It's all about the content, and you've created great content along with a great product and a great mindset. I love the kinds of experiences you also, which is are gaining from women buying it, women going and buy, going maybe right to the corner where there's a homeless guy and say, "What size shoe are you?" and surprise them with a pair or two of shoes. So, I mean, those are all beautiful stories. I hope you can capture them. There's a lot of wonderful people that are anonymous in this world, but I've always felt that the more good you share with the world, and our broadcast is built around that, the more people see good, the more we realize that the world is good. And the big picture of the world is that most of the world is the majority of the world, if not tons of.
Yeah,
world.
I'm a
it's kind, loving, caring, giving people. We all are. That's entirely our mission. And our movie that we're finishing right now is called Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. I did with Richie Havens, the 20th anniversary of Woodstock with his 50th anniversary. And he used to say maybe 10%. So I've always go out and tell people, there's 8 billion people, that, and we say 10%, so they say 800 million are confused. That still leaves 7.2 billion people, that are just happy to help and happy to love and care and should be focused on. It's not the few that that are messed up at that moment in their lives, and unfortunately for their own situation and those around you. It's the world is good. I see you. I feel it. You both see that, right?
Yes, absolutely. And really, the good. Only way for us to succeed is that because what I saw is so many people supporting this cause, and because so many people care, people do care about others, about, even strangers, right? And because they care that they, believe in this mission, that they want to be a part of it, want to help. So, yes, and I see that day in and day out. You see so many people out there just doing things for, for the world, for animals, for other, for strangers, and just, you see, people, to me, I firmly believe people are inherently good, and people are good and want to do good.
Great. All right, two last quick questions for you. What is, since we're also involved with the International Day of Peace, September 21st, is the United Nations Day, and actually LA Sunday, Peace Day was one of the first places in America that that reached out for this peace initiative as declared by the United Nations. Peace Sunday, they call it. So I've been in LA many, many, many years. years worked out there as well. And so I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? So Tien, what does peace mean to you?
What does peace mean to me? Well, I feel peace, to me, the first thing is really the most important thing is inner peace. I think once one finds his or her inner peace, then everything external just responds to that, right? And to me, peace is just being, you know, it's being one, being being in harmony with everything surrounds you. You know, so when you have peace, and you're in flow, and everything literally just it just flows your way. So to me, that's peace. I don't know if that actually answers your question.
No. It's I'm not a. There's no answer. Everybody's own personal feeling is the answer.
Okay, great.
And that's the way we actually approach good news. Everybody does the way that they think is the right way to do. As long as they're not punching you in the nose, everything else is fine. And it doesn't matter how you paint. It doesn't matter how you even make shoes. If you're happy making shoes, there'll be some people who love them and some people that might not. Just the way life is, right? Non-judgment. We also have a channel for love. Love channel. What does love mean to you, Tien, if you care to share?
What does love mean to me?
Yeah.
Well, love to me is the force of creation. I mean, to me, you know, love is just, it's another word for, you know, if you want to use the word God, you know, to me, love and God are the same thing. And it's just, it's what every single living thing is made of. I mean, that's without love, we would not be here, right? So love is, to me, is a creative energy. That created this entire universe. That's what love means to me.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you very much for sharing the good news with us, and best of luck with the business and putting more shoes on homeless feet. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Paul. So
thank you.
I didn't realize, is this like a podcast or is this like a written news or what is
it? I don't know what it is. I think it's something.
Okay.
So now you're asking me a hard question. No. All right. So we're still recording, but so what we are is hold on 1 second. I'm just going to stop the recording. Okay.
Yeah. No problem.
One second.